With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says she will not seek another term next year, setting up a high-stakes fight for control of the battleground state's highest court. Bradley, who is part of the court's 4-3 liberal majority, said in a statement Thursday that it is time to pass the torch. The election to replace her is just under a year away. Two liberal judges are considering a run. Former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimel is the only announced candidate. Liberals hold a majority on the state Supreme Court thanks to Justice Janet Protasiewicz's victory in 2023. Since then, the court has made several key rulings, including a December decision overturning Republican-drawn maps of the state's legislative districts. Earlier this month, voters decided on 103 school referendums around the state, an unusually large number. Voters in the Merrill area voted against a capital improvements referendum for the public school district. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed spoke to the Merrill area public school district superintendent about their next steps.
Someone asked me the other day, you know, have we lost faith in Merrill, or has Merrill given up on it? It's no. Merrill voted no to this project, and we're fine. The vote simply meant they were not willing to pay for that project, and I respect that. And so we'll move on to the next thing.
That's Shannon Murray, superintendent of the Merrill Area Public School District, or MAPS. On April 2nd, MAPS went to a capital improvements referendum, but voters did not pass the plan. 54% of voters said no to the referendum. Murray says his team was disappointed by the results.
We did about all we could to get the word out and the information out.
He says they plan to start discussions about moving forward at the district's board meeting on the 17th.
So we'll see. We're going to start those discussions. There's really no hurry because, like I said, it's not that we're cutting stuff as a result of the failure. It's not that we're eliminating positions or programs or any of those kind of things.
That's in sharp contrast with the district's 2022 referendum, after which they ended up cutting 30 staff members. This year, statewide, only around 60% of school referendums passed, the lowest approval rating in a midterm or presidential election year since 2010. Murray believes there are multiple reasons why the MAPS referendum failed.
You know, referendums are really fickle, and so everybody's got their own reason why they're opposed to the concept.
Murray says he appreciates the time people invested in researching the plan. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Merrill.
Wisconsin Public Service calls the power restoration effort after a storm earlier this month one of the biggest in the company's history. The storm was strong snow and winds on April 2nd and 3rd knocked out power to over 120,000 customers. The northeast portion of the state was hit the hardest. More than 500 field workers from across Wisconsin and the Midwest worked to restore power. 300 poles and 20,000 other pieces of equipment had to be replaced. More than 40 miles of power lines were restrung. WPS President Mike Cooper said they appreciated customer patience and support during the restoration effort. As efforts to limit human exposure to so-called forever chemicals unfold in Wisconsin, advocates are hopeful residents will be protected by a new national drinking water standard. Mike Moen reports.
On Wednesday, the EPA unveiled a final rule that for the first time sets a legally enforceable drinking water benchmark for PFAS chemicals all states will have to follow. Scientists have been highlighting health risks with more detection of PFAS in everyday products and water sources. Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe says they welcome the move, but stress it also serves as a wake-up call to manufacturers of these chemicals.
If we have to take this action and restrict them in drinking water, then we need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
There is some concern from operators of public water systems who are fretting about costs to update facilities. However, officials note there's federal funding to help with the transition. Last year, Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water, but the new federal rule is tougher, and state officials say they're taking steps to adopt them. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have been at odds over how to handle state funding to address PFAS. Meanwhile, some advocates feel the new federal standard is long overdue. But Thorpe says given the heightened awareness over the past couple of years, the latest action shows policymakers are taking this seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
Under the new rule, the EPA estimates between 6 and 10% of 66,000 public drinking water systems around the U.S. may have to take action to reduce PFAS. All of them have 3 years to complete initial monitoring, and if levels exceed the new standards, these systems must take corrective action within 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
Wisconsin's Bipartisan Elections Commission has rejected a petition seeking to force a recall election of the state's top elected Republican, who has drawn the ire of former President Donald Trump. Trump backers, angry with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, launched the recall effort. They cited his refusal to decertify President Joe Biden's narrow win in the state in 2020. The Elections Commission voted 5-0 to reject the recall effort Thursday. Commissioners said it was clear that not enough signatures required under state law to trigger a recall election had been collected. Recall organizers have launched a second petition drive seeking a recall. People spend a lot of time with technology, and that includes kids. A recent study done by WPR found the average American family has 17 screens in their household. Megan Moreno is the interim department chair of the Pediatrics Department at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health and the co-medical director of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Moreno said it is important to be cautious about what kids are watching as well as how much.
Understanding your child, how do they react to media? Some kids can, you know, have 3 hours of media a day and still get straight A's and hang out with their friends, and other kids, 30 minutes is too much. So really thinking about the child, thinking about the content, we know that 30 minutes of Sesame Street is a lot different than 30 minutes of reality TV.
She advises parents to find multiple outlets to calm children down rather than putting a screen in front of them. Parents who have questions about screen time and how it relates to mental health can visit the American Academy of Pediatrics. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.